You're listening to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott.
And I'm Dennis O'Hare.
Dennis, do you hear that?
Oh, I do.
That's bacon. That's what people will be hearing this weekend at Bacon Fest. It's an annual tradition to benefit Dad's Garage Theater.
There will be bacon, beer, and bands, the three B's necessary to the survival of life as we know it. And they will all be at this year's festival. And we welcome to the studio Kevin Jalise, Artistic Director at Dad's Garage, and Michael Sage, owner of Bone Lick Barbecue. They are here to tell us more about it. And also, Rose, unfortunately, our listening audience doesn't have smell-o-vision because the studio is fragrant at the moment and tasty-looking, too.
There is a plate of bacon right here in the studio.
Anyway, gentlemen, welcome. According to this, to the festival's Facebook page, now y'all will be cooking more than 2,250 pounds of bacon. Now, if I remember my elementary school math correctly, that's a ton.
That is
bacon.
Literally a ton of bacon, Dennis.
All right. So what are some of the bacon dishes that we might expect to taste or might not expect to be able to taste?
That's like an existential bacon question.
There's really, a lot going on in
I had to look in the mirror and really ask myself what I'm doing with my life here. Well, Mike's the culinary expert, so maybe...
I mean, basically, Bacon Fest, there's bacon every couple of steps, and a bunch of different people doing different things with it. So we'll be doing... There's the Bacon Smackdown, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a Bacon Smackdown. Yeah, right. All the different restaurants are competing to see who has the best bacon in town. So you get to go to each one, try their bacon, vote for your favorite, and then we will
crown. Well, that's tough work.
Yeah. Quite right.
How do you even judge that, though? I mean, what makes... Because that has to be a very subjective thing for each person.
Well, the unicorns are really the ones... The unicorns...
They make good bacon.
The amount of dust that they leave... behind, that way you know who had the best bacon.
Well, and you have to bear in mind, I'm Canadian, so to me, bacon is just a slice of ham, because I just think of back bacon, right? Or Canadian bacon, right?
And your bacon's round. Bacon should be long and greasy and all that good stuff. Some would say.
Yeah.
And so, like, after having moved to the United States, I've realized the true power of bacon, and I just want to share it with everyone in Atlanta.
The stuff is amazing.
It is. But okay, so there's the Bacon Smackdown. You can get a cup, like a solo cup full of bacon, or you can get like a BLT, or you can, Mike's going to be roasting up a whole pig.
Yeah, we're doing a whole pig. The roots, we're going back to the roots of bacon with that one. Yeah, so we're cooking up, we have 3 80-pound hogs that we're doing, so... You can kind of see where that bacon came from.
Is this an event for everyone, including vegetarians?
Okay, it's an
just
event.
Just to experience.
Absolutely. And there is vegetarian food available. This isn't a festival for everyone that's over the age of 21. I should say that.
Gotcha. And I must say, I've never seen someone so excited about bacon. But it is for a good cause here.
It is for a good cause. Dad's Garage is a theater in town, and we create work all year round. And it's actually a particularly important year for us because we just purchased a church in the old 4th Ward, and we're going to be moving into a new venue next year. So it is all going towards a good cause.
Mike, I want to ask you, does bacon get a bad rap?
I've never heard that.
We were just talking about
vegetarians. The one thing I hear from vegetarians the time is the only thing I miss is bacon.
Right.
Yeah, it's always bacon that they miss. So, I mean, I think, you know, everything in moderation.
Including moderation.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the motto of the festival, really.
Yeah. I try and keep... Personally, I don't eat more than 3 pounds of bacon a day, and that keeps me looking the way that I do, which is, you can't see this, listeners, but it's trim.
They need to upgrade their gear, because then they could smell the bacon at home, and they could see your body at home, too.
Did you say you were joking? 3 pounds?
Was
joking. I? You don't eat three pounds of bacon a day.
Probably close to it.
What?
You don't really, though. Come on.
Really.
Well, that's why he's the perfect guy to partner with on Bacon Fest. But I know that I personally end up doing a little detox after Bacon Fest. I eat so much bacon, I just need to eat salads for a week.
Because it is
Bacon
Fest.
Bacon bits on top of those are great.
Do you get your bacon from different parts of the country? Are you Georgia grown? Do you make sure
I make my own bacon from scratch. So we cure all of our own bacon. So basically you take the bellies, mm-hmm. cure those, and then smoke them, slice them, and fry them up. So.
What's your advice to someone who says, well, you know, I never know what to look for in a good slab of bacon. You know, what do I look for? Do I just go to the grocery store? Should I go to a deli? I mean, is there really a difference there than what's packaged and, you know, sealed up as opposed to going to maybe the farmer's market or somewhere?
A lot of it's, I don't think there's a huge difference between it. But I mean, if you like a thicker cut bacon versus a thinner cut bacon, but I enjoy just making it all from scratch myself, which is fun. But I mean, not everybody has time to do that. But the good thing is bacon is available everywhere, and it's, I've yet to meet one I didn't like, except for like tofu bacon.
That's not
That's
bad.
That's not even real.
I remember,
turkey bacon.
That's not bad.
When we first were doing the festival, you know, years back, and we were kind of getting the cheapest bacon we could get, which was like literally known as like prison grade, we'd be cooking it up and we'd be losing so much of the bacon. It would just be disintegrating off of. So we did have to like step up the quality of our bacon as the festival grew.
Mike, I've got a sort of an existential question for you, and
here
Kevin, a more serious one in just a second. But Mike, what is it? Has anybody really put their finger on what it is about bacon that, as we were saying before, makes most people just crave it, and even folks who've sworn off
the
meat?
I'm taking the plate of bacon and I'm putting my finger right on it right now.
That's it.
You can't beat that. There's no other flavor like it. It's amazing.
Yeah. I guess that it's as simple as that. Just the flavor, or is it the smell, the texture of it, just everything?
I think you just named all of it.
Okay.
Mike, do you have a favorite bacon dish? Other than just a plate, which you're...
Yeah, I like a plate piled really high. You know, a good 40, 50 pieces.
But I've seen, like, shrimp wrap bacon.
Yeah, I mean, you can take a shoe and make it edible if you wrap it in bacon. Anything wrapped in bacon's always better. It's the kitchen's duct tape, you know?
Kevin, more serious question here.
Sure.
Dad's Garage. Yeah. Obviously, this is a fundraiser for Dad's Garage, which has a unique place in Atlanta's arts community. But we have seen theater companies close down Georgia Shakespeare, for instance.
Yeah.
Theater in the Square. When you look at the survival of independent arts outlets like Dad's Garage, how realistic is it that you're going to be able to survive, not just you, but other smaller theater companies in Atlanta?
Well, Dennis, for better or for worse, Dad's Garage has a completely different business model than the other organizations in town. And so when I say for better or for worse, the upside is that, you know, we do events like this, Bacon Fest, hugely popular. Most of the people that are attending, frankly, don't know that it's a fundraiser for Dad's Garage. You know, half the people there probably are like, Dad's what? No, I came here for Bacon Fest.
But is the idea to raise money or consciousness then?
In this case, the event is to raise money. And that's what I mean. You know, this
can
is not...
you survive on Bacon Fest alone? Wonderful as bacon is.
No.
Did for a long time, but not anymore.
I don't think Dads can survive on Bacon Fest alone, but I guess I use it as an example to illustrate that we operate differently than a lot of organizations, so it's tough for me to speak for others. We've actually been able to continue growing during this time when so many nonprofit theater organizations are closing. So we're in a good spot. We're solid. But I agree, it is a tough market out there for lots.
Well, and here's a question I don't think we really answered, but why bacon? Why not cantaloupe? I'm just throwing it out there.
Cantaloupe Fest.
It's good with
not.
Bacon,
well,
by the way.
Same ring.
It started organically. The guys.
I would go to a cantaloupe fest.
I mean, yes. You're a vegetarian, though, right?
Kind of,
when you want to be. Well, the guys that founded the theater 20 years ago started Bacon Fest as a thing they just did for fun when they were in college, and so it kind of organically just grew from there.
The original one was just a couple people hanging out on a porch cooking mm-hmm. bacon.
Yeah, they got a keg of beer and they got as much bacon as they could afford.
Yeah.
They probably maxed up their student loans just to buy a bunch of bacon. And yeah, so it's grown from there.
Dennis, you are all talking about the plight of theaters here, but are you also encouraging, by what you all do, can that also be encouraging other nonprofit groups to say, hey, maybe we need to step out a little bit here and do something a little bit, I don't want to call it wacky, but do something different.
Outside of the box.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think so. We like to think of ourselves as innovators. You know, we're at least trying different approaches, and it doesn't always work, but when it does, we would like to turn around to the rest of the industry and say, hey, well, here's something you could try.
Where do you want to go from here, though? I mean, is the idea, you have to evolve to survive, or have you found a niche where you're saying, okay, we can survive comfortably here?
Yeah, we're pretty comfortable with where we're at. Again, we've been growing every year, and you know, Bacon Fest is just one of the many events we do year-round. You know, we do original plays, we do improv comedy, we do big festivals, and we do all sorts of different stuff. So we're happy with where we're at. I mean, we're always trying to grow and move forward and continue coming up with new ideas, but we're not in a dangerous place right now, which is nice.
The improvisation, the kinds of freeform stuff that you do, is that something that you feel, okay, that's different from a lot of places?
It is. Very few places do the kind of cross-section that we do. So there are places that do improv, and there are places that do original plays, and there's places that do events, but we do all of that stuff, as well as videos and podcasts and so on.
It's so important to involve the community. So how do you all invest what you're doing back into the community? What kind of projects or initiatives are you all involved in?
Well, we do a lot of different stuff, but one of our favorites is our high school outreach program, where we go into high schools across the city and we teach improvisation for free to these kids. And then we bring them together and we do a little performance with them, and we invite their friends and family, and everyone gets to hang out and have a good time. And it really is teaching kind of some of these soft skills that are important for students to find success later in life, you know, confidence, communication, collaboration, and so on.
Mike, as we wrap up here, let's just go ahead and get it out of the way. Bacon, microwave, yes, no. You have to put it on the stove. Some people put it on the oven.
Shouldn't put anything in a microwave.
I'm just saying,
microwaves
I've seen microwave bacon at the grocery
store.
Oh,
yeah, no, they have it. I don't own a microwave. I don't keep microwaves in my restaurants. I don't believe in them. They take all of the nutritional value out of food. And believe it or not, there's some nutritional value to be lost in a microwave, even with bacon.
What's the nutritional value in bacon?
And I'm not. I need a label here. There's protein. Protein's good, right?
Yep.
Oh, Kevin Galese, Mike Lesage. I can't even get it out.
Yeah, Bacon Fest. That's coming up this Saturday, 1 to 6, at the Masquerade Music Park on North Atlanta or North Avenue in Atlanta. Beer bands and, of course, bacon.
The three B's to a successful life: beer, bands, and bacon.
That's it.
And buddies.